welcome to the Evening Booze Hour.
Episode 82. Woo, woo.
Howdy do.
I mean, that's a good one. 82.
Yeah. That's oh.
Up there.
That's way up there. We're octogenarians. Is that the correct pronunciation?
Sounds good to me. Sounds good to me. I'm Kate on the East Coast.
I'm Liz on the West Coast. And this is Evening Booze Hour, where we bring you the latest in weird news. And this week, we are continuing part two of our special report, Tiger Woods, Sex Lies, and More Sex.
And more lies and more sex.
On and on and on, et cetera, et cetera.
Yes. Oh, I can't wait to get there. To help us get there, we like to have a little drink, though. So what are you drinking?
I'm drinking coffee.
Nice.
Just coffee, a good D4, you know. If you followed us on Instagram, we had our, like, what was it, like, coffee matrix of how you like your coffee.
D4.
But I'm drinking coffee because I was out earlier and I had a couple of my favorite micheladas at Panama 66, this place in San Diego where I live. And if you go late in the day, they only do the micheladas on the weekends, first of all. And if you go late in the day, sometimes they're already out of the ingredients. So it was like amazing that they still had it. So I'm already doing good, like, from earlier. So I figure coffee is just the way to go. So shout out micheladas at Panama 66 this week.
Yes. And I love a good afternoon coffee.
Oh, yeah, me too. I really do. Because it is afternoon for me right now, you know, late afternoon.
Right. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about you?
Coffee. I'm drinking my same old box of wine.
Tried and true.
Red Volution.
Tried and true.
You know, why spoil a good thing, right?
Oh.
You know?
Totally. Don't fix it if it ain't broken, you know?
Do we need to go on? Any other sayings we could add in here? Oh my God.
I think we all agree. So yeah, you guys definitely drink along with us, whether you're just drinking coffee, water, or some wine, or your adult beverage of choice. We have our drinking game, which is take a sip anytime we have a story from Texas, Arizona, Florida, which we definitely will tonight, or Hangs Out China. Anytime we say the word literally, anytime we talk about misogyny, anytime we talk about Ben Affleck's back tattoo, love. And anytime Kate gets the Nick Cage rage slash love now. Any emotions for Nick Cage, really.
Yes, all of the above.
And I think, did we officially replace Jose Canseco on the drinking list with Tiger Woods for this series, I feel like?
Yeah, that has to be done.
Okay, I think we'll do Tiger Woods until we wrap up our three-part series. But you guys, send us submissions for the next celeb we need to add to the drinking list, okay? So you can contact us eveningboozehour@gmail.com. You can send us your story ideas, your drink suggestions, celebrities to add to the drinking list. And you can also contact us on Instagram @eveningboozehour and Twitter @eveningbooze. Oh, yeah. And then you can support us on Patreon. So many things. So many things. You can support us on Patreon, Evening Booze Hour. No, patreon.com/Evening Booze Hour. Sorry, I had that wrong. And then we still have our merch on Threadless. I think we need to update it. You know, it's definitely from like season one, some saying. So we need to get on that. But you can definitely support us that way and buy some merch with our favorite sayings, threadless.com, and search Evening Booze Hour.
Yeah. Oh my God. Is that everything?
I think so. Let me take a breath.
You're God. So good.
So many announcements, but I think it's time for headlines probably. I mean, we have some good headlines and then we're also doing the mistresses of Tiger Woods this week. So it's a jam-packed episode.
Yeah, we've got a lot. I think we should definitely just get right in there. This is like not a headline though. It's more of a personal dilemma.
Okay.
That I feel might turn into like a PSA or something. I don't know. Okay. So here's my dilemma. And everybody has this dilemma. When you're talking to somebody and they either think you're a completely different person
Ooh.
or like, you know what I mean? Like you don't know who that person is and they're talking to you like they know you. And or when somebody calls your name and you have no idea who they are, or they call at you a different name. Like, do you know what I mean? So, okay. So I was walking with my family, little family walk down our neighborhood, and this old guy who lives in this house on the corner goes, hugs me, and is like, oh,
Oh,
it's so, yeah, he's like, it's so great that you've moved in down the street. I'm like, we have kind of recently moved in, like way down the street. And he's like, then he starts talking about
Oh my
the
God.
end of the street. Dude, it was insane. And then I'm halfway through, I'm going, oh my God, this old man thinks we're a completely different family.
Yeah.
And like,
I can't believe he
we've
hugged you.
never met this guy. Yeah. And he's calling our son Henry. And we're like, oh,
No.
but we never, neither of us like interrupted and said, oh no, we're like not that family, we're a different family. And it's just like such an awkward moment because you're like, should I address the fact that you like think we're different people and we're not, or should I
Right.
just go with it? Like he was an old guy,
Right. Oh my God,
or
dude,
like he
our
called
neighbor
the
was
wrong
like,
name.
when we lived in Tucson, the place that you stayed at when you came out for our wedding, our neighbor next to us, her name was Bobby, and she, like, we didn't know this, but we lived there for like a long time, like 5 years or something. For like the first 3 years or something, she thought we had, like, she called us like completely different names. And
Oh my
like, we just
God.
never corrected her because it was kind of like the same thing. Like she was really nice and old and whatever. But then like someone complained about her dog in the complex and she asked us if we would like write a letter in support for her. And we're like, oh my God, she's gonna find out like our real names.
Oh
And so she did, like finally. And then she kind of like addressed it the next time we saw her. Cause like we always saw her right next door. Like she would be pulling into her car park, we'd be pulling into ours, taking our trash out.
God.
And she was like, oh, you know, I'm just like really bad with names. I'm just so forgetful or whatever. And we're like, it's cool. You know,
That
like,
and that long time to go by without her here.
it didn't
Yeah,
really
like what?
matter. You know, we're like, we still like this woman, you know, whether we know her name or not. What's a name, really? Whether she knows our name, her, we know her name.
I know. And that's the thing. It's like, I feel like you're either the type of person to like shut it down immediately and like correct it, which
Yeah,
I appreciate. I
totally.
appreciate people do that, but
Yeah.
I'm not the one to do that. Unless it's like a huge, like obvious thing. I just like go with it and I go, yep. As in my brain, I'm going, what are they talking about? Oh my God, like I don't even know this person.
Is so funny, though, but like, whoa, that's pretty bold to come up and give you a hug.
Oh yeah, he just went right for it. We talked to him for like 10 minutes. And then we're walking away and I go, oh my God, that guy thought we were completely different people. And my husband's like, yeah, that's what I thought
He didn't
too.
say anything. I thought he would have said something, your husband.
No. We just, because it was like at that point, kind of too late into the conversation by
Right.
the time we realized, like, oh my God, this dude thinks we're some other family.
Oh my God.
Oh, yeah. So, anyway, I just want to know what people do in those
Yeah.
situations.
No, I mean, okay, that's like a good, just quick tangent, like kind of in the same realm. I was volunteering at a work event last night and I was at the registration with a bunch, like six other people. And people would just walk up to check in, and this man walked up with his fly completely down, and like me and the woman next to me were
No.
like, oh shit, like it was so obvious, we could see it, and we were like, what do we do? Do we go tell like the other man that he's with, or like the woman that he's with, or do we not say anything? And like, kind of like the
Yeah.
woman like supervising the area is like, just don't say anything. And I was like, but wouldn't you want to know before you walk into like the big party area, you know, and make your grand entrance?
Yeah.
But I'm the same way. I'm like, woman to woman, I feel like it's a little different, you know, but like a woman probably couldn't go up to a man that she didn't know and be like, your fly's down, you know, just to be like nice. I don't know. So that's like one that I never know how to act in that situation.
What do people do? Tell us.
Check yourself
Give
before you
us
wreck yourself, I
like
guess.
Ugh, it's just been plaguing my mind, so I had to get it out there. Yep, things that make me not fall asleep at night. Those situations. Anywho, I'm just gonna basically do what I've been doing lately and just kind of like dip into a few headlines. Now, I'm not going real in depth here. You know what I'm
Sounds
saying?
good. Yeah, no, I let's just like, touch base. Let's see what we've missed this week. We're gonna dive deep later on, so let's not get too heavy right off the top.
I agree. I agree. Okay, so first thing, so I'm sure you've all heard that Taylor Swift's new single is out called Me! Exclamation point. It's called Me!
You like don't even know how much I hate exclamation points.
Yeah, it's very weird to have it like in the title. Like,
Yeah, I feel like people who write for a living are like, like you please use
yeah.
those sparingly, not, in a title.
See, yeah, I love an exclamation point on everything times 100.
I'm like, calm down now.
Oh no. I go there with the exclamation point. You know me, I'm so dramatic about everything. It's like so dramatic. Oh my God. I have to either have no exclamation points or 45 in a row. There's no in between. Oh God. Anyway, so what was I saying? Oh yeah. Her single came out like a few days ago, and it apparently now holds the record for most like views on YouTube in 24 hours for like a female artist or something like that. So
Okay.
it
It
did
came out
happen.
on my dad's birthday. Happy birthday to my dad from Taylor Swift.
It was her gift to him. So anyway, you watched the video, correct?
Yeah, I watched the video that night it came out because I couldn't sleep. Like for some reason lately, I went if I have to get up to go pee like in the middle of the night, I just can't go back to sleep.
Yeah,
So
that happened.
yeah, so I watched the video like 4 o'clock in the morning that night. I like the video. I'm not. I mean, the song's catchy and like very Taylor Swift, but I'm not super like, oh my God, it's amazing. I thought the video was cooler than the song.
Yeah, I only watched through once. I think I want to like see it again, but I did feel like as a mother of a daughter, it was very like a good like independent woman type song. You
Oh
know what I
yeah.
mean?
Yeah, totally like love yourself.
So
Yeah, I think I meant just like
yeah.
totally like the theme is great and everything. I think more just like the beat and the music. Like I don't know. I didn't think it was anything super
It's kind of
original.
catchy.
Like I thought I'm hoping like Taylor Swift for me like hasn't been as great since 1989, that album when she like really crossed over to pop. So like I kind of want her to do something that's like way like a different sound, But yeah, no, I
Agree.
mean, yeah, I think it's nice to see like these big pop stars like with these self, empowerment messages and like girl power messages. And we were talking earlier about Lizzo, the new artist, and like all her stuff has is very like female empowerment too, and just like very out there honestly saying it, not even like dancing around. And I think just like it reminds me even a lot of we have to give, recognition where recognition is due. Gwen Stefani back in the day, And so like I think it's cool that like it's becoming more popular and like the more like Taylor Swift is definitely pushing that, right? She's like the biggest thing.
So I don't know. I feel like we aren't like in love with Taylor Swift.
No.
We don't like her, but we're just like so indifferent to her.
Yeah, kind of. I want her to
Because I
wow
feel like,
me. And
yeah,
I
and I
haven't
feel
been
like a lot
wowed.
of people either love her or hate her, but I'm like kind of in the middle.
I am too. Like, I mean, her stuff is catchy, totally. And I could definitely rock out and listen to Taylor Swift, like, all day. You know, all the lyrics, all her words and whatever.
Right.
I'm just not going to drop $200 to go to her concert, you know?
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Samesies.
She's not Rihanna, okay? We all know who's number one in our hearts.
So true. So true. So that's the Taylor Swift news, which I'm sure you're all sick of hearing also. Okay. This was another headline that I was like, oh my God, it just caught my eye. So, apparently there are Harvard students and alumni who are pissed about like celebrities enrolling in Harvard business classes.
Like people who haven't gotten into Harvard, they're just like taking like a one class or.
Okay. So apparently Blac Chyna.
Stop. Wait, I'm sorry. Did you say Harvard and Blac Chyna?
Oh, yes, I did. So I feel like this is becoming like a new trend. Like people, celebrities kind of going back and going to Harvard Business School.
Like Ivy Park goes Ivy League. Like,
yeah. Like Tyra Banks.
Right, right. That was back in the day. Yeah. I mean, but come on, really. Tyra is an incredible businesswoman.
Yeah, she is. She's like, she could teach a business class probably.
Totally. Like, I'll give her that honorary degree. She's got it.
Right, right.
Blac Chyna just making money off the Kardashian name. Don't know if that's the same business savvy.
Yeah. So students are like, dude, I worked my ass off in like academics for my entire life previous, and I wanted to get into Harvard. This woman, what has she done to get into Harvard? Please tell me. You know what I mean?
They are owed an explanation. I would be pissed.
I agree.
Harvard's so expensive. She better be paying like everyone's tuition.
Right? Seriously. Well, so this is supposedly like an online business class, which apparently you can enroll into
anyone
can. These Harvard online business classes if you pay the money.
Mm, okay.
Yes. So
just to have the name. Oh my God. Like, see. So dumb.
Yeah, so apparently this PR firm set the whole thing up and even promised to do all of her work for her.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Like, why? Yeah.
And like TMZ said that they had like an acceptance letter and they showed an acceptance letter that she got, but the Harvard Business School is looking into it and like discovered that's not a real acceptance letter.
No.
So now was she even not accepted? And, like, what is the meaning of this even being, like, a thing?
And why is, why is this a thing? Why does she want people to think she's going to Harvard? Like, that's such a stretch, I mean, from everything she does.
Yeah, it's so weird. That's what, when I saw this headline, I'm like, what? I had to, and, you know, of course, it leaves more questions than answers, but,
yeah,
I just thought it was, it is kind of like, I would be pissed.
Oh yeah. You know, I mean,
I went to Harvard Business School.
Totally.
And then these freaking D-list celebrities are claiming like, oh, they're getting the same education I got.
Your one online class that your PR firm's doing for you. Like, it's all a sham. College is a sham. Hollywood is a sham. We live in, I don't even know. Everything is a sham. We live in a sham.
We live in a sham.
It's so true. Like, I feel like so many things are staged in life.
I know. Moon landing. I am just kidding.
No, I can't even go down that road. But, like, why? Seriously, why Blac Chyna? Why Harvard? Why? Why?
why? It's, I'm telling you, there's more questions than answers, right?
Yeah. I mean, more power. So we'll always for people going back to get their education. More power to them. But let's not, you know, we're done with the college scams. Let's just all, you know, earn our way in life. How about that? Can we just make that pact as humanity?
That'd be nice. Okay, thanks. Oh my God. Okay, so to another con artist.
Yes.
So we talked about this woman, Anna Delvey, like 50 episodes ago or something. I don't even know. But she was the one who, well, they dubbed her the Soho Grifter because she was that girl who said she was like the daughter of a wealthy, like Russian tycoon or whatever.
Yeah, like I think German. And she like lived out of those hotels, right? And like.
Yeah, she was like a complete con artist, taking money from people, you know, like she just kind of set herself in the middle of this super high class, you know, Manhattan society. And everybody just believed that she was one of them.
Oh, like, yeah. It was like all image. She was like, oh, my bank will wire you money, you know, on Friday. And like, you know, just people, it just shows like what you can still get away with if you're confident, right? And like, you just kind of act like you know what you're doing and people believe you, because why would they question you until they have to?
Right. Exactly. So the reason she's back in headlines is because she was just convicted on 8 charges, including grand theft larceny in the first, second, and third degree.
Damn.
As well as theft of services. So in the course of a year, she falsified documents for a $22 million loan, fraudulently deposited hundreds of thousands of dollars of bad checks, and stuck an associate with a vacation tab totaling more than $60,000.
Yeah, I remember and that from the article, because that woman was interviewed. Yeah.
Yeah, I believe that woman like only had like a couple thousand dollars like to her name, and she put all of that on a credit card. $60,000.
Insane.
For a vacation to Morocco, I believe.
Yeah.
But I just like feel like she's basically the female version of the Firefest guy.
Yeah.
Billy
McFarland. Yeah, totally. And like this felt very Mandela effect to me. I remember texting you. I'm like, wait, I thought she was in prison because she's on I follow her on Instagram and she was posting like from jail like a few months ago. But I guess like you were saying, she was just waiting for a trial probably at that time. And, you know, so I was very confused because I'm like, are these new charges? Are these the same charges? But yeah, so apparently now she's going to the big, big house, you know, before no Instagram privileges, so probably.
We'll find out her sentencing probably soon. But she was convicted.
That needs to be a movie, right? I'm pretty sure someone's making it into a movie.
I think it's like either Oxygen or Bravo, or, you know, it said at the end of the article, like one of those networks is working on it. Might even have been Hulu or Netflix, honestly.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, they want to make basically her story like a truly
it needs to be
story. Oh, absolutely, it has the makings of it for sure. Okay, so we'll update you guys on that. So next little thing in the headlines, of course we have to have something about the Kardashians. Kim K had a CBD baby shower.
Yes,
so
I saw this.
This is like, yeah, this is like the newest craze, I feel like. Or at least it's like becoming like super popular.
Especially in places where like, I mean, like it's super popular now that marijuana, like recreational marijuana, is legal in a lot of places. But I feel like in the places where it's not, like CBD is super even more popular, probably, because, like, that's what people can get, and they're trying to, like, you know, I mean, like, they're trying to access something that's going to help them.
Yeah. So, okay, so have you done, like, CBD oil or anything like that?
Yeah, like, so here in California, CBD is, like, very prevalent. You can get it like pretty much anywhere. There's a place down the street. Right. You can have it added to your cocktails. You can and get like a wax done every, you know, so many weeks, and they will put CBD drops in the water while you're waiting, which is a great way to relax you. And yeah, so definitely. I don't have any myself, but I've like ordered it out at places and they sell it everywhere. So.
Okay. Yeah. I feel like that's starting to happen here in Massachusetts, because, you know, it's now legal here, and like in my town there's two like recreational places open that used to be just medical.
Yeah, but it definitely, I've noticed it way more since it became legal here than before, like the CBD.
Yeah, too. And now you can get CBD, you know, like lotion or pills or whatever.
Yeah,
you can get those like different stores.
CBD basically just doesn't have THC in it, right? Like for people
right.
that don't know, it still has the like other effects.
Duh.
Yeah.
Yeah. For the, we're like CBD that, CBD that. What is CBD?
Acronym.
Oh my God. It's basically just like, I think the resin from like the flower on the marijuana.
Yeah. Plant. Not like, you know, necessarily the addictive or high inducing stuff.
Yeah, there's none of the THC, which is like the something, you know. So I had a CBD pill, which I think was just like CBD oil in this little capsule. And I'm not sure what, because I guess there's different like amounts or whatever. I'm not sure, but so I hate taking pills like Tylenol. Anything. I hate taking pills. I don't know why. There's really no rhyme or reason. And I'm not like against or anti pills or anything. But personally, I hate taking pills. Since I've had my kids, I've had super bad cramps. Like when I get my period. So I just try to like live through them.
Oh, God.
And I know it's horrible. So I had my awesome book club, shout out book club people, Nikki and Becca. And I was like, oh my God, I can't go to book club. Like these cramps are so bad, blah, blah, blah. But then I'm like, no, this is like the one thing that I do. Like,
once right. Yeah. You look forward to it.
Yeah. So I'm like, I'm going. So I get there and I was just like telling a couple of the girls that were already there, like, oh yeah, I didn't know if I wanted to come because I have like horrible cramps. And this girl, I don't know, she probably doesn't care if I say her name or not, but I just won't. She's like, oh, do you want a CBD pill? And I was like, oh, actually, I think I might try that, because I feel like it's more natural too.
Definitely. Definitely.
Kind of thing. So like, I'm not too. And she like knew the guy who made the pills and everything. So,
and I feel like it works quicker too sometimes.
Oh my God. I swear to God, I wasn't expecting anything to happen. And in 10 seconds, I'm not even kidding. In 10 seconds, I had zero cramps.
It's awesome. I mean, like, it just, that's why they have medical marijuana, you know, like at the most other extreme end, like for cancer patients and whatnot, you know, like these are the effects like that it can do, and it works quickly and effectively.
Yeah. I could not believe it. Awesome. I was like, there's nothing that's going to like cure this. And I was like, I might as well just give it a try, because I've been wanting to try the CBD oils. So anyway, that's just my little input about CBD.
Yeah. I mean, what is Kim doing? Like, is she having like, how is she incorporating CBD into her shower?
So she just had it up on her stories, on Instagram, but she had all the women could make like, a CBD infused facial oil. You know what I mean? Uh-huh. So they all got like put in how much ever they wanted of this or that or whatever.
Oh, I'm looking at it now.
I think it was like also like salt scrub, your body,
wellness. Like, you know.
Yes, it was that type of thing. And then I believe they did like meditating and some yoga. So it was like definitely, I guess the whole point is that she's like super stressed that she's having a fourth baby, like so soon, that she's like, these are the kind of things that she does to help her relax about it. So, of
Oh
course,
yeah, this is
now
cute.
she's done. Yeah. I liked it because it's like was not over the top at all.
Right,
But
exactly. No one's super dressed up. Like, yeah, they're all just doing yoga and like
yes,
they've got
very zen.
the sound thing, crystal bowls and stuff, you know.
Yeah, exactly. So this I thought was cool, but now I'm like, oh my God, now CBD is going to be even
Oh, of
more
course.
popular. Like, and I'm sure in, middle America or whatever, where it's not legal, they're going to be like, oh my God, I have to get CBD oil.
Yeah,
It's
I
going to
think
be a
you guys
thing.
can get it online, so maybe look into
Yeah,
that.
I believe you can buy it online.
Okay,
I don't
Wichita, you hear that, you stoners?
know. We know you already have
We
ways to get
know, we know you know where it is, Wichita.
it. Yes. So anyway, that was my little thing
Yeah,
about.
I think that's cool. It's
Yeah.
different, you know. I, and
Let us
also,
know
like, your
the future.
fourth child, you're not going to be doing like a huge shower. Like, most people might not
Yeah.
even have a shower for their fourth child, you
Yeah,
know?
no. I didn't have a shower for my second child.
Yeah, exactly.
And it was the opposite sex.
Yeah.
So, but of course, it's all for the show of it,
Of course, of
So,
course.
which they always go above and beyond. Okay, so this next story, this is pretty hilarious. So the headline was, "Is it okay to discriminate against people based on their astrological signs?"
Yes.
Okay, so this has people like divided, kind of. So this girl shared her response from a housing inquiry. So, like, she saw an apartment or whatever and was like, oh, this sounds perfect for me. I'm going to apply to be a roommate with these people. And basically, this woman sent her a message back saying, quote unquote, our main goal is to keep things egalitarian without anyone being in charge or doming the household. The original poster, oh, so this is what the original poster said. She said, Capricorns are known for being know-it-alls, unforgiving, and condescending, as well as good managers, disciplined, and self-controlled, according to online astrology resources. I love Capricorns, but I don't think I could love, I could live with one. And
Interesting.
that was her reply.
Oh my God.
This woman who wanted to live there. So basically, she's like, oh, yeah, this all looks great, except you're a
Capricorn.
Capricorn. So you're not going to be a good.
I
Like, would
mean,
you? Like, what?
I guess like I'm more of the person like I don't do it up front, but like say maybe you have like falling out or just like you know someone's weird you just don't mesh like I would probably Google their astrological sign and then be like oh, okay that's why like after the fact
Right.
I wouldn't
That
probably discriminate someone up front you know but like okay I guess it depends if this woman owns her home and she's renting it out to someone like a room or whatever but if they're both just like renters you know like who do you think you are you know
Yeah, well, so this is people are like, what it like is this like even legal? Like, is this
Right.
discrimination?
You
So,
can't help
according
your like sign, you know. You can't
Yeah,
help when you're
exactly.
born.
So I was like looking into this, but according to Fair Housing, the Fair Housing Act, that prohibits discrimination against people under seven protective categories. So it's like race or color, religion, national origin, familial status or age, disability or handicap, or sex. Like those are the seven categories. and you know, your astrological sign doesn't fall
Right.
into those categories. So people are like, is this legal? Like, but the thing is, there's no like, there's no, I don't know the word for it. You're not protected. You're not a protected person. You're not like in a protected group. Do you know what I mean?
Right, exactly.
Like, you're not part of like Aquarians for justice, like justice for Aquarians. You know what I mean? Like, you're not protected in any way. You're
Right.
not.
And you can't help
You're not.
it.
Exactly. You're just born. You can't
You were born
decide
this
what day
way.
you're born on.
You were born this
Baby,
way,
you were born this way.
Capricorns. It's okay.
Listen to Xtina. Was that Xtina?
No,
I
Lady
don't know.
Gaga. Don't even give Xtina
God.
that.
People, I'm so. Stephen, edit that out.
Kate's had too much CBD.
Oh my God.
My God,
Please.
don't
I hope
even.
both
Xtina's
these.
on my bad list.
The one time I want nobody to be listening to this podcast. The big Gaga gate. Freaking Gaga gate. Okay.
I
Anyway.
mean, I don't know. I'm like weird and I love like stuff like that, you know? So I could
Yeah.
feel like, is that any different than like looking at their Facebook profile ahead of time, you know, to see what they're into, or someone not wanting
But
to live
also,
with someone because they're like Republican or Democrat or whatever?
but it's like, why would you tell them in the email, like specifically why they didn't get that place?
So rude.
That's just, yeah, that's what's getting you in trouble.
Just be like, oh, I found a new roommate. Thanks.
Yeah, you don't have to, nothing tells you you have to say.
No.
Yeah,
That's the
you don't have to give them.
beauty of email and just your own mind and not having to type it.
It's called having a filter. Use it or lose it.
Use it or be sued for discrimination.
Either way, what's your decision? Oh my God. So I don't know. I think it's silly just because, like, I love like astrological things, but I'm definitely not like so into it. Like,
Yeah.
you know, I just take it kind of for, well, it's like a more of an entertainment type thing.
Right, exactly. And I don't think I would not live with someone because of that. I think if anything, you would understand them better knowing it because you'd be like, "Oh, okay, like that's why they are, or maybe I should be this way around them, you know, whatever."
Yeah. This sounds like a safe space for a Capricorn.
Yeah, Capricorn's welcome, for sure.
Okay. Okay, so this last story, I'm going to try to do this one quickly because I've been rambling,
Yeah,
shockingly.
it's good. It was like so much better than last week when it was like dead. We have stories this week, you know?
Yeah. There were lots. Lots. Okay, so this story, we're going to Japan, baby. We're
Oh,
going to
yay.
Japan. Haven't been in a while. Haven't been. In, I don't even remember our last Japanese story.
I don't remember either.
Yeah, we had like
Would
we had one
like to
every
go
week
there.
for a while.
Yeah,
Yeah.
totally. Oh, no, I was gonna say, what, maybe one of the Buried Alive stories was there? I don't remember.
I honestly, I don't know. I can't remember. But
All
so
the
this
best
is like
stories.
this is the saddest yet like creepiest story ever. Which is a great combo. It's one of my favorite combos in a
Sad and
news story.
creepy.
Sad yet creepy. Okay. So I'm just gonna kind of like read from this article. And I'm not gonna say like the headline or anything. Okay.
Okay.
In the tiny village of Nagoro, deep in the mountains of western Japan, The wind howls down a deserted street with not a living soul to be seen.
Ooh.
But yet the street appears busy, dotted with life-sized dolls that outnumber humans 10 to 1.
Stop.
Yes.
Life-sized dolls are on the side of the street?
Oh, yeah.
Just standing there.
The product of a one-woman bid to counter the emptiness and loneliness felt in Nagoro, like many Japanese villages decimated by depopulation.
Oh, no.
Yes. Yeah.
Sad and creepy. Yep.
Okay.
Now I understand.
There are only 27 people in this village.
No.
And there are like 270 scarecrows.
No. Too many.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. God. Do the people want them there?
I mean, okay, so there's this one woman who's making all of these scarecrows, basically. Tsukimi Ayango. Nope. Ayano. I'm doing real bad. She began placing scarecrows on the street to inject some life, like I was saying, to the village. So she is, oh, here we go. She's a 69-year-old doll maker. And it all started 16 years ago when she created a scarecrow dressed in her father's clothes to prevent birds from eating the seeds.
Oh, not to, I thought you were going to say to replace her dead father or something. super creepy.
That said.
oh no.
Way better. Pretend that happened.
Okay.
I guess a worker who saw it in the garden thought that it really was her father.
Oh.
And, he was, trying to talk to the scarecrow.
Oh, wow. So, quality. Yeah, good craftsmanship.
Yeah. So this woman, accidentally made a super good likeness into a scarecrow.
I need to see these, because, is it, Madame Tussauds level quality? Or is it, straw quality? And this guy just, is high and talking to a scarecrow.
Yes. It looks like Wizard of Oz level scarecrow.
Burlap sack. No.
Yes. So they're made with wooden sticks, newspapers to fill the body, elastic fabrics for skin, and knitting wool for hair. These sound the most major fire hazard.
Oh, yeah.
Right? It's
totally.
Wood, newspaper, fabric, wool.
Seriously. And this town has been decimated enough already. It can't go through any more loss.
Yeah, dude. This whole town will go up in flames if one person flicks a cigarette.
And no one better be a smoker there. Those 27 people, one of you guys, don't even think about it.
Seriously. Yeah. So she's just kept creating them. She's making them and making them because it's so sad and lonely there. That's why.
I'm going to say, why don't they move? I get it. It's their home, you know, and so maybe you don't want to move. But
yeah.
Maybe try to invest some money in things that will attract people to your city instead of keeping them away like an army of scarecrows.
Yeah. Well, I guess there's been this huge, huge, huge problem in Japan in these small villages because every single young person moves to the city.
Totally.
They do not stay out in the country. So, apparently, there was a statistic on here. I probably won't. Okay. So it says the country is on the verge of becoming the first ultra-aged country in the world, meaning that 28% of people are age 65 or above. Because people in Japan, their life expectancy, I think they live longer than anywhere else in the world. So And because they had that like one child law or whatever, you know, or was that in
That's
China?
China, I think.
Oh.
Yeah.
But they have low population rates. Like couples are only having one or two
Right. Well, I think in
children.
Japan also it's the like a space thing. Like they don't have houses. You know, they all live in like
Living in the
a
city, you're not going
yeah.
to have a bunch of kids.
Like you don't have people over for dinner to your home because it's so small usually. Like, you know, like it's just not like a place to raise a big family either.
Right. So that's like having a huge kind of, I mean, everybody's leaving this country. Or, okay, it says that there in this town where the scarecrows are, there's no children. The
Well,
young, guess how
yeah.
old,
Oh, thank
guess how
goodness.
old, guess how old the youngest person is who lives in this town?
69.
55 is the
Oh.
youngest
So this is just
person.
like a town on the verge of death in the Valley of the Scarecrows.
And apparently, imagine finding that in an archaeological dig. You're like, wow, there's 27 human skeletons and 270 dolls? Scarecrows? Was this a scarecrow town? Did this scarecrow town have these 27 humans held captive? Like,
Scarecrow cult? Like,
yeah, it's going to be some like historical ground. I don't know.
want to
Anyway.
go there just to see it.
Well, it's becoming like a tourist destination
Yeah.
recently because of all these scarecrows. Everybody wants to see the creepy Japanese town filled with scarecrows.
Why not? If you're going to
I mean,
Japan, you might as well make it part of the trip.
it's apparently, oh, it said here 400 miles southwest of Tokyo.
Oh, that seems far.
Oh, yeah. Like definitely a day trip
Yeah.
down and then a day trip back.
That's
Yeah.
so crazy.
So
That's
like,
super creepy. Like, just imagine looking out your window and it just being scarecrows as far as you can see.
oh, yeah, and there's scenes of them. Like they're like, you know, oh, at, hanging outside the grocery store, like lounging in front of doorways. What are
Yeah,
you doing?
again, it like reminds me of the show The Leftovers on HBO, which we've talked about before, and like how they had those replica people of the family members that were lost that they could like bury or just like live with and like have companionship with. Super
Yeah.
creepy. But I
Dude,
mean,
that's insane.
it just shows like how much like community means too.
I know. I know. I just let's go.
Let's go.
Send
Oh.
us
Yeah.
all the money.
I was like, let's go where? Yes. Let's go to Scarecrow Valley.
What are we even talking about anymore? I don't remember. Oh my God. But I think that's all I wanted to say, honestly.
You
I'm just
sure?
done. I am like so only here
The floor is
for
yours.
the floor. No, the floor is yours because I cannot wait to get into this whole freaking tiger sex lies and more sex and more lies and more sex and more lies.
Seriously. Okay, well, it is time then to go back down to Florida, the dirty, dirty South. Take your drink
Yes.
because we're already going to be there. this week, part two, we are focusing on the mistresses of Tiger Woods. And I have to say, this is very challenging for me to organize as a segment because there are so many that,
So many.
like, I could go on for days about this, you know? I mean, the way he got away with it is because he had women all over the country in different cities, so they didn't know about each other,
Yeah,
you
you
know.
know, hoes in different area codes.
Totally. Rule number one, you know, of the Playboy.
Yeah. Duh, duh.
Yeah, I mean, like he, I mean, a big part of it happened in Vegas too. And like Tiger loved to gamble. Don't know if he still does, but he used to be a big high roller with Michael Jordan and Charles Barkley. He would go down to Vegas and play like
That's a
$25,000
trip.
hands. Oh, yeah, that's, I mean, that trio right there. But
I would
basically,
love to be a
party.
fly on the wall.
Party with those three.
Oh my God, yes.
But yeah, so like he, I mean, when you're spending that much money in Vegas, through my research, there's, ultra exclusive private clubs and gambling rooms that you can go
Oh, yeah.
to, and basically you get a VIP host who can get you anything you want, whether that be drugs, sex, whatever. They're there to get you whatever you want. Of course, these casinos deny using VIP hosts, but it's kind of like
Well, of course.
everybody knows it.
Da da da. Yeah.
So last week we started with Rachel Uchitel, who, was the NYC club hostess, and she was the one who was first linked to Tiger Woods the day before Thanksgiving when everything broke that led to the car crash. Those voicemails kind of came out afterwards from another woman named Jamie Grubbs, who quickly came out because Rachel Uchitel, like, the heat was on, as you remember. She was supposed to do this press conference and then canceled it because she had a settlement, supposedly, with Tiger Woods to not talk. So shortly after that, another woman named Jamie Grubbs, we talked about this last time as well, came out. She was a contestant on VH1's Tool Academy and a cocktail waitress. And she's the one who had that really damning voicemail where he's like, change my name, just in case my wife is
Oh
calling
my
you.
God, yes.
She is the
Yeah.
one who released that. So, like, all in all, I think there were about like 19 mistresses, and like, who knows? I don't know if there's like an official number because it always kept adding up. And the thing that's important to know is some of these mistresses came out and said, yes, I was with Tiger Woods, and they totally admitted it. And some of them were outed by their,
Oh.
their madams, if they were an escort, they didn't come out themselves. Some were outed by their friends because they had been bragging to their friends. Some were outed by their ex-boyfriends because Tiger had been flirting with them when they were with someone else, who just knew about it.
God.
And so, I think all these people, it didn't come out because of their own admission. We know about it because other people either had some proof or mentioned things too. So, because there's
Okay.
so many, like, I'm just gonna focus on some of the big ones.
Yes, please do.
And I have to say, like, reading some of these articles from the 2000s, it was such a trip because one article was like, rank Tiger Woods' mistresses in order of hotness. Like, stuff like that. They had like quizzes.
That's our BuzzFeed quiz for today.
Hotter of Tiger Woods' ladies?
That is
I was
hysterical.
like, oh, 2009.
I
Okay,
that.
so the one I really want to talk about because it's so disgusting, and I probably feel the worst for this woman because I think she was just taken advantage of the most. I think she was probably like the poorest, financially of these people. She's just, trying to get by and make an honest living. So this was Mindy Lawton. She was described as a trailer park waitress from Orlando. So I don't know. That came
Oh,
from
is she the one that was the waitress across the street at that, like?
at Perkins.
Yes.
Yeah, so Perkins is like a chain restaurant in Florida and kind of like a Denny's or whatever. And she was a waitress there, and he would go in and have breakfast with her a lot. And he had given her her number or whatever, and they started hooking up. So she was like the only one, I believe, in his hometown, really, other than, as we
Yeah.
mentioned, he eventually hooked up with that girl who had grown up
Like
next door.
she had gone into their house and everything.
Yes, yeah, she had been in their house, and like a lot of times she would just follow him in. He'd be like, hey, meet me in this parking lot, follow me to my complex, whatever. And it would just be like a wham bam, thank you, ma'am. They never really hung out. He never bought her anything except for a Subway sandwich, she said, because she was
Yeah, because
hungry.
she She did that Vogue article, right?
It was Vanity Fair, yes.
Vanity Fair, sorry.
And yeah,
Oh
thank
my God,
you.
I can't get anything straight today.
No, thank you for mentioning that because the most of this information does come from like probably the most iconic Vanity Fair issue ever that should probably be in the Smithsonian because it's literally so good. I'm going to post the link in the show notes, but they talk to like four of the mistresses, linked, and Mindy is definitely one of them. So Mindy's story like takes quite a turn. So basically Tiger would kind of use her as like a release, before a tournament. He'd be like, hey, we need to meet up, have sex, bomb. So he wanted to meet up with her one time, and he was trying to get into his office building and his card wasn't working. So he was like, hey, let's just go to this church parking lot and let's do it in the back of my Escalade. But Mindy was on her period at that time. And so she said, no, Tiger, I don't want to have sex with you. I'm on my period.
So she said what all women say.
Yeah. And Tiger said, no, it's okay. Take out your tampon and threw it out into the parking lot and proceeded to have sex with her in the back of his Escalade.
I mean, why would you just throw a tampon out the? I just don't like, I'm not trying to say like, oh, periods are so disgusting or whatever, but like, when thinking of like the hygiene of just like tossing a used tampon out, like you're just minding your own business and you're walking down the street and then there's a freaking used tampon thrown at you.
I mean, hopefully no one's. I mean, like, and they're in a church parking lot, okay, too. Come on. But so, oh God, okay. I don't even know where to go with this. But so, yes, anyways, he threw out her tampon. Speaking of hygiene, like, that's a really good point because Tiger Woods was not a fan of condoms, as we have heard
That's
from
right.
many,
Right.
many of his mistresses. So I don't think hygiene's like top of his mind, really.
Yeah, clearly. Clearly.
But
He
unbeknownst to Tiger and Mindy at this time, the National Enquirer had been following them for about a
God
year.
bless. God bless.
And the National Enquirer scooped up that used tampon as
Of
evidence
course they did.
of the
Of
affair.
course, there's nothing these people wouldn't
Nope.
do.
Nope.
Nothing. And God bless them.
Yeah, I mean, so it was this whole thing, and they're in this Vanity Fair article, which you can read more in depth about. I'm not going to go too much into it. Basically, there was like this agreement. Tiger found out, after the tampon, and they tried to make an agreement with the National Enquirer to hold the story. And he basically said he would appear on like a men's health magazine article that was also
Right.
under the same ownership of the National Enquirer, even though he had an exclusive deal with Golf Digest. And like, so there were some behind the scenes like dealings to keep the story at bay. But this is like where it was kind of like breaking. And Mindy, like, poor Mindy. She thought she was the only one. This was right before his wife had her second child. So she was pregnant.
Right.
And basically, he stopped calling her when his second child was born. So she was like, oh, he must have gone back to his wife,
Oh
unbeknownst
my
to her,
God.
all this stuff happened. So
Oh, so crazy.
that is Mindy. Moving on, there was also Jamie Jungers, who was a lingerie model from Vegas. And she says she spent Tiger's money on liposuction during the time they were together
My
and other
God.
enhancements. But the reason I want to mention Jamie is I think it shows how far in deep he was into this sex addiction because he was with Jamie the night his dad died. And he
Oh.
like had heard from his mom. She was like about half an hour away with Jamie and his best friend. He had heard from his mom, like, your dad's not doing good. You need to come see him. So he left Jamie and his best friend at the house, went to go see his dad, came back, a few hours later. They went to bed that night and his dad passed away, like, in the middle of the night, got a call at 3 in the morning, and he was there with Jamie Jungers, lingerie model from Vegas.
Wow. I mean, that shows, yeah.
Yeah.
He had to have an addiction.
I mean, he definitely had an addiction. I think, he never bought these women anything like gifts or anything like that. It was never romantic. It was always like, what can I get from you? And like a lot of these women were cocktail waitresses and models and people who were living in places like Vegas and LA and Florida where they're trying to make it because there's an industry there. And so of course they think that,
Right.
being with Tiger Woods is going to help their career, and they're all young, and whatnot.
Yeah.
And
Yeah.
so
There's so much pressure.
he definitely had a type who was like easily influenced,
Yeah. Ugh.
So then there's
God.
also Holly Sampson, former porn star from my hometown of Tucson, Arizona.
So proud. No, I'm just kidding. I don't care. Do what you want.
Seriously,
You do you.
she had come out way before the Rachel Uchitel stuff. She had done an
Cool.
interview with Naughty America, a video interview where they asked if she had ever hooked up with like someone famous, and she said that she had hooked up with Tiger Woods at his bachelor party with some other girls, and talked about that. She said he was great, like they had a lot of fun, and she did say that he used a condom with her. So,
Oh, that's nice of him on his bachelor
on his
party.
bachelor party. And she was like, oh, at least he wasn't married yet when I was with him.
Oh, God.
Yeah. But so this was like way before, and that video didn't get that much play. And like, so not that many people believed her or had heard about it. And she like even said in the video, like, oh, I bet he would hate it if he knew I was talking about this,
Oh, my God.
So.
That's crazy. Well, because people probably didn't believe her.
Oh yeah, no, exactly. I mean, he's way more powerful and influential than her, so
Yeah. Ugh. All right. Get to more. Let's
I
see.
mean, there's
Who
like
else do
so
we
many
have
more.
on our list? The
So
revolving door.
there's also Lordana Jolie. I think that's her like stage name, because I saw her by a different Lordana name too. She was a Playboy model and a high-end escort. And she worked for a madam named Michelle Braun, who ran this like premier escort service. And she hooked Tiger up with Lordana 4 or 5 times in various cities. And her starting fee was $15,000 a date. And
Oh my.
he also would pay more for group sex, according to her.
Dude, that is insane
And
amounts of money.
Lordana is one of the women featured in the Vanity Fair as well. She's kind of
Okay.
like in the picture where she's naked posing with the paparazzi stuff on the bed.
Oh, yes. Okay.
So Lordana was actually one of the women who was outed by her madam, Michelle Braun, and she kind of like denies ever working with her, but Michelle has like a 1099 form for her. And so it's gone back and forth, but then Lordana is in this Vanity Fair article saying that she was with Tiger Woods, but I think maybe she's just trying to dispute being an escort. But so the other thing was, because Michelle, outed her, her parents found out about what she was doing on the side, like other people found out about what she was doing on the side. She had her own business and stuff like that. So, like their lives were ruined in other ways too.
Yeah. Oh my God.
So, I mean, those were like kind of the big ones, but like I said, there was like at least 15 to 19 women who were linked to him. And as I was going through this, I'm like looking for updates on Tiger Woods' mistresses and just like past articles. I read that Mrs. Jonas, Priyanka Chopra, former Miss World and Bollywood star, was linked to Tiger Woods back in the day. She was number 17 on a list of Tiger Woods mistresses that I found.
But what? I was like, no. When you told me this, and if you follow us on Instagram, you saw our story. I'm sorry.
What?
Explain.
Yeah,
Explain.
I couldn't find too much information, but I did want to confirm it. And so I saw it in a couple articles. So apparently, she and another Bollywood star and the former Miss Universe, Lara Dutta, were both linked to Tiger Woods. And Lara Dutta was dating Derek Jeter at the time, and apparently there was rumors that Tiger Woods was trying to steal her from Derek Jeter. You know, they're all my into God. Sharing people, apparently.
Oh my God.
Also on that same list was Jessica Simpson.
Yes, I was surprised at that too. Well, I feel like even when this came out, like, Priyanka may have been like a Bollywood star, but in main like culture in America, she didn't get popular in America until like a few years ago, right?
Yeah, I feel like so too, but several of Tiger's mistresses were also across the pond in England, and so I feel like Bollywood has much more of a presence there, and maybe she would have been yeah. in England, because, you know, obviously she's friends with, like, Meghan Markle and, like, the royals and stuff right. like that. So, yeah, I don't know. Like, there was, like, at least three or four from England, and most of them were anonymous, but, like, another one was a supposedly famous, like, TV talk show host. In England.
Yeah. Yeah, it just doesn't, like, we didn't recognize the name.
No, exactly. Like, I know. And that's why it was so shocking. Like, who's that? Whatever. We don't really know who she is. But now I'm like, what? Hot Jonas, you know, brother.
Yeah. The hot one.
The hot one.
I don't remember Jessica Simpson.
So. She denied it, said she was nothing happened between them. But the reason the rumor got started is because Jessica was at a golf tournament with her then boyfriend, Tony Romo, and she met Tiger Woods there. I think Tony and Tiger were paired up or something in the golf tournament. And Jessica and Tiger were photographed with Tiger's arm around her waist at the tournament.
Oh.
And someone, I think it was like an unnamed source, basically said at the tournament, Tiger told Jessica that he liked what he saw and, like, you know, kind of left it open. And then apparently 8 days later, she and Tony Romo broke up.
Oh.
But she denies okay. ever hooking up with Tiger. But she's definitely kind of his type, you know. I mean, she looks a lot like his wife, Elin.
Yeah. Yeah, totally.
So I don't know about that. I mean, a lot of these women deny it. Some of them, you know, admit it. Some of them sold their stories to tabloids. I think I remember when this Vanity Fair article came out, like, the reason they didn't speak to more of the mistresses is because a lot of them wanted to be paid. And Vanity Fair is like, no.
Oh, boy.
No, we are like an ethical publication and we don't pay our interviewees. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting.
But yeah, so I think. Who knows? Like I said, they were just linked to him in various ways with proof of some sort. But it definitely ruined.
Man, he must be a charmer, oh. too, or something.
Well, and also in this article, they, you know, when they were describing the Vegas experience of what it's like to be, you know, a billionaire who goes to Vegas and gamble, they followed this guy named, his name was like Robin Hood. He was like a big gambler, I guess.
Oh, okay.
And he used to gamble with Tiger and Michael Jordan too. Like, he would kind of be running those same circuits. And so he was giving the reporter, like, you know, showing them the back way access, the VIP access and stuff like that, and how you would get around in Vegas. And he was like, yeah, there was basically, you can get whatever you want. If there are 13 women who are claiming to have been with Tiger, there are 300 more who aren't saying something.
Oh my God. Yikes.
So, I mean, that's just kind of that lifestyle. He's like, thinks, you know, he has money, he has power, he has always gotten away with, you know, anything he wants to until these women start speaking out. And a lot of these women, you know, one of them, oh gosh, I can't remember which one it was, one of the Jamies maybe. She basically, you know, was saying, I was with Tiger for 18 months. He never did anything for me. I needed to move out of my house because I was sharing an apartment with my ex-boyfriend who they had already broken up with. She just, like, couldn't afford to move out. Oh, and her ex-boyfriend was, like, a Tiger fanatic. So she was like, I need to get out of here. And asked Tiger Woods, like, can you help me? I feel like I've been in this relationship long enough that you can help me. And he said, I can't. And she asked him, like, two more times, I can't. That was the last time she ever talked to him because she's like, you've never done anything for me.
God. Wow.
So good.
Oh
So
my
after, you know, the fallout from the mistresses, he, Tiger, did finally have to come forward and say something. And he made this super awkward public appearance and apology.
Ew, I remember this. Ew, it was so weird.
It was so bad, so robotic, you know.
Yes, it made me feel like so grossed out.
Yeah, basically. So there was like a small room. There was 48 people from his inner circle, including his mother, but not his wife, who were there while he made a national television address. And he didn't really, I mean, okay, he didn't talk about the scope of what he did, but he did say, I had affairs, I was unfaithful, I cheated, you know, I was wrong, I hurt my family. Just felt like he had to come out and say something because so much pressure was on, but it really didn't help anything because he came off not looking remorseful. He just kind of came off.
Oh my God. He looked like he was told, you better do this or else.
Yeah. Oh, so exactly. Exactly. Like, he got caught. He got caught. Like, mm-hmm. he would have never apologized for any of this if he had not got caught. You know, and some of these mistresses, I think Mindy Lawton, tampon girl, one of them was like, I wanted to come forward so his wife knew what a big cheat he was. Like, you know, like they actually wanted the world to know because he kind of screwed them over, you know.
Well, and he was telling that one woman, like, I'm in love with you. You're the one mm-hmm. I'm in love with, blah, blah, blah. So it's not like he's just like making it clear, like, this is a, you know, hookup situation right. kind of story. Like, he's texting you that stuff, like,
yes, and that, and people do believe that was really the downfall, is that maybe he probably did fall in love with Rachel Uchitel, and that's, you know, like, cool. maybe was a little bit less careful, more reckless with her. But yeah, so it was pretty crazy. He did this, you know, apology in front of his mother, and as you'll read in this Vanity Fair article, like, Tiger Woods' father was really unfaithful to his mother too, and this was sort of like a cycle in his family, unfortunately. So it was kind of heartbreaking to have him there, like, fess up to being just like his father in front of his mother. And he just said, you know, I was wrong, I was foolish, I don't get to play by different rules.
Well, too late. Sorry.
Actually, you do, because you're a billionaire and you just yeah. get, I mean, oh, you just yeah. get caught. You have to be held accountable. You can do whatever you want. Just like own up to it when it, you know, when you get right. found out. So after this weird apology, he checked himself into the Pine Grove Behavioral Health and Addiction Services in Mississippi for sex addiction, and was there and took like a hiatus from golf. I mean, golf is such a mental game that obviously he couldn't yeah. perform at, you know, his level that he was at, and he was on top of the world right. at this time. So.
Well, even when he came back, mm-hmm. like, he was not great.
For 10 years. I mean, until now. I mean, the whole reason we're talking about this is he just won the Masters, but it's taking him 10 years to do that. So I think, you know, definitely yeah. his image and brand was ruined, but these women, their lives were probably ruined much worse than what he had because they didn't have the resources yeah. to bounce back like he did. So,
yeah.
And I think that's part two of Tiger Woods, Sex, Lies, and My More God. Sex. I'm going to save the fallout for part three.
Yeah. Thank you. I can't handle it all in one episode. But
so many mistresses.
I feel like, yeah, there was too much. Like, we could have done a whole episode just on the mistresses. I highly recommend reading that Vanity Fair article.
Definitely. It is a great
it's
read.
It's pretty lengthy, but it's so good.
It is, yeah, so very, very good. And they definitely go more into the business side and his father and his relationship and all that, too. So it's really, really good.
Wow. Job well done.
All right. Thank you. Thank you. And we will yeah. wrap it up next week with part three. So you guys, I hope you're enjoying this. Let us know if you like the special report format. We might do more in the future, you know, where we do kind of like a series. Let us know. We heard some good feedback after episode one. So, yeah.
Yeah, I'm just like baffled and boggled and It's all the things.
And some things I don't remember, new things I learn, like this Priyanka Chopra connection. Like, it's crazy. It is so crazy. Like, we will never know the world of like a billionaire and what they think they can get away with.
Oh. It's just insane. It's just insane. There's so many layers and I don't
So
know.
many layers, you guys. So many. I
So much.
definitely look into it. It's been really fun looking back and researching because, like, there's just, it's so juicy.
Such a juicy scoop. Yeah. Wow. Blown away yet again. Okay. So, are we at our BuzzFeed quiz?
I believe so. Do you want to
Or
tell the people
are
what
we
the quiz
there?
is and then I will share my anecdote?
Okay, yes. Yes. Okay, let me pull up my screenshot here. Okay. Okay, so your answers to these would you rather questions will reveal which superpower you would have. So the reason this quiz, we always kind of try to tie in our quiz with something that's going on in the week.
Relevant.
So although we didn't give any stories about the new Avengers movie that came out over the weekend, Endgame. Oh, first of all, there was a headline because some dude outside of theater screamed the ending of
Oh, no.
Endgame. Oh, and there was like all these people waiting to get into the movie, and
Oh.
like he got the shit kicked out of him.
Oh my
Yeah.
God. Like
So there you
physically,
go. There's
really?
the
That's
headline.
hilarious, kind of.
Yes, because
People are
you are
intense about
asking
this movie.
for it.
Yeah.
Yeah, asking for it. You don't yell that and not think people aren't going to be fucking extremely pissed off at you.
Especially opening weekend, and the movie's 3 hours long. Like, people are ready to dedicate 3 hours of their life to it.
Yeah, that is just like the douchiest move ever. And I'm not even like into Avengers or anything
Me
superhero.
either, which is why when my husband had been begging me for, I don't know, weeks to go see this with him, I was like, why don't you go with a friend? I think you'd have more fun. So he finds a friend. He's going to go with our neighbor. He still wants me to
Oh,
go
good.
with him. I'm like, you want me to come be the third wheel so like you and your friend can talk the entire time and I'm just sitting there?
Oh,
Like,
he wants you to be part of his experience.
I get that, but we can do things different from each other, okay? And still love each other.
Yes, that is true.
And I was like, my time is very precious, and like, I rarely have like any time, to do whatever I want. So 3 hours, like, I would rather sit here and read this Vanity Fair article. Which
It's a
took me
big
about
commitment.
3 hours. But yeah, so I mean, we kind of like got into a fight about it actually, because I was like, I feel like you're being selfish. Not thinking about whether I would enjoy it. It's just about what how you would enjoy it, So
Yeah,
he ended
not
up.
like a super hero
No,
person.
I'm just not into
Like,
like fantasy or superhero stuff. And like, I've gone to them, every now and then, but like, this one, I did not need to be there, opening
yeah.
weekend, 3 hours, all that. So he finally went by himself with his friend, had a great time. We both enjoyed our days,
Good.
God,
I
people,
like that.
it's not worth it. Just,
Oh my God. Okay, so with all that said, we had to find out which superpower we would have. Okay, we think we got the same one, right?
I think so, because like we've been talking about this for years.
I think we didn't get the same one.
Oh, ooh, okay, what did you
Okay.
get?
I got, dude, I know what you got, teleportation.
Yeah.
I knew it because we have been talking about this
Light
forever.
years.
But okay, so tell everybody what it says for
Okay, now Kate and I are
teleportation.
like literally have been planning this. We just don't have the science to do it. But it's coming.
The most important part.
Yeah. Mattel portation, like, we need it. So it says, you would be able to teleport wherever you want in an instant. You wouldn't need to get the bus or the plane on the plane anymore, and you could travel anywhere in the world in a blink of an eye, which I would love, because then we could do this podcast together in person.
Oh my God. That would be so good.
Come on, science.
I know. What are we waiting for? There has to be this technology, right? I mean,
I bet they have it. I bet they're just like not letting us onto it. Everything's
a goddamn conspiracy.
Totally.
Oh my God. Okay, so I thought you got the same one as me.
I thought you got that for sure.
There was teleportation. Ah. And then I'm like, duh, I should have known. So I thought time traveling.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Yeah. We're always talking about like time and like, you know, the whole concept of time is like a flat circle and everything, but whatever, if you think about it too much, you'll go insane.
Time, man.
So, mine says, you have the ability to travel through time. You could go back just to change something you regret or prevent some disaster, or go to the future and see if there's any flying cars or high-tech robots. But, like, you know that we both like to be just, like, in the present.
Yes.
Like, it's hard to choose, like, oh, if you could go back to any time, blah, 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 blah. But I guess if you could just time travel, like, all the time, anytime, like,
and always come home, cool. Like, yeah, day but trip to, like, the 1800s. Yeah,
that I would be down with.
I think so, too. I mean, we've all seen Butterfly Effect. I don't know if we're into, like, changing things.
Yeah, good call. Right? Good call on that. I want to go back to do, like, experiences, like, in history. I wouldn't even think. To go back to change something. Like,
no.
I wouldn't even think to do that because it would totally alter. Like, I would go back to before I was born or, like, way in the future.
Yeah. Because
it would be, like, too real to go only, like, say if you went, like, oh, 15 years in the future. I'd be like, no, I don't even want to know that.
I know. Like, I'd be like, oh, why do you have that haircut, Liz? I would just be so mad. Yeah.
Well, like, why am I not alive?
Oh, God. Yeah.
So then you go back to your present life and you're like, okay, well, I know. This time I won't be alive anymore. Mm-hmm. Dude. Okay. Now I'm thinking too much about it. I don't like this whole time travel thing.
Well, you guys, whether you're time travelers or teleporters, you can find out. There's tons of other superhero powers, I'm sure, on this quiz. We'll post it in our show notes. You know, have fun if you're going to see Endgame, I guess, if that's what you're into.
I guess.
You know, someday I'll find my Endgame and my Game of Thrones and all that.
Oh, God.
All right. Well, I think that's all the news that's fit to drink this week. More headlines and the wrap-up of Tiger Woods next week, guys. We'll talk to you then.
Bye.